Watch out for scammers. That's Seattle Housing Authority's warning to people who go online and apply for the city's low-income housing. The agency says some misleading sites have been set up to trick people into giving out their personal information. KUOW's Liz Jones reports.
This week, the Seattle Housing Authority opened up its Section 8 waitlist for the first time in 5 years. In the first few days, nearly 10,000 low-income households applied. They're putting their names in the lottery for the city's short supply of federally subsidized housing. About 2,000 spots are available. But as the applications rolled in, Housing Authority staff started getting calls from concerned applicants. They asked, why do we need to pay for a credit report just to get in the lottery? Housing spokeswoman Michelle Ackerman says that led them to discover they were the target of some scam websites.
They have something that looks like a logo that's similar to ours. They look fairly professional. They offer to sort of walk the person through how to apply for Section 8 housing.
When you do a Google search for Seattle Housing Authority, the results page lists these bogus websites at the top as advertising. The sites prompt people to pay for a credit report as part of the housing application, and they also offer high-interest loans. Ackerman's concerned these sites are ensnaring some of their applicants. She's worried that people who've waited years for this shot at housing assistance may miss their chance.
We don't know how many people might have gone to one of these misleading websites and signed up and think that they have signed up with SeattleHousing.org. and are in the running for this lottery for a voucher when, in fact, they haven't.
Ackerman says people can call the Housing Authority to verify their application was received. The Housing Authority has also contacted several state and federal agencies to help get the sites removed, including the State Attorney General's office. Officials there were unavailable for comment. 5 years ago, the Seattle Housing Authority received about 12,000 applications for the Section 8 lottery, but they were all on paper. This is the first time the process is completely online. I'm Liz Jones, KUOW News.